All right, here's some more practical advice for those stuck at home and expecting a baby in the next, you know, few to several months. All right, there's some resources to help you, right? Especially for the dads. This is for the dads. I think women got that camaraderie vibe going on already. But for men who are kind of, you know, fish out of water when it comes to this, there's definite resources out there. Other than the, you know, the fatherhood workshops that hospitals offer, which will not be offered because they're going to be offered virtually due to what's going on in the world right now. Here's a couple things I found. I've been on Facebook since 2010. And Homegirl is in a group of expecting mothers. All right? So, I'm like, wait a minute. There's got to be one for dads. Now, it's way less. But it's way less as far as membership. But I joined anyway. So you join the group, you join expecting dads, and then we'll say the month that you're expecting. And then you go back and forth with different dads about what to expect, what they're expecting, what they're feeling, how they're handling things. There's also an app called, I think it's 2Life Baby, all right? And 2Life Baby is interesting because what it'll show you is your baby's activity of this current week, like weekly situations, meaning what to expect week from week, week to week, that's similar to activity, ideas and advice on what you should be doing for yourself and for your partner, galleries of babies, registry, resources, other external resources, baby names, if you don't got a name already in mind, photos, all right, so that's kind of like galleries, photos, lists, things you should prepare for. Some of y'all are already buying shit, like you're stockpiling. This is where you stockpile. Stockpiling diapers, stockpiling wipes, stockpiling clothes, that kind of thing. Calendar, marking down the days. You know, I've been marking down the days on my whiteboard. Journal, all right. Journal similar to what I do. The audio, but the written form, links, external links once again, and chat, so you can chat real time with people who are in the same situation as you. Now, all these things help the father who often can, the fact is the father can often feel a bit left out of the process because it's not them giving birth. And I keep saying this. I think the first time my name was ever asked was about the last ultrasound, which was 2 weeks ago. So you can feel left out. You can feel like it's not a matter of feeling left out. It's not about you. But it'd be interesting to know. Be interesting to interact with, you know, nurses and sonographers and doctors who acknowledge your presence and also tell you what to expect, right? But the fact of the matter is, this is a woman-dominated thing, so it is what it is. But 2Life Baby, go check that out. That's probably one of the best apps I've seen in regards to not just parenthood, but fatherhood. Check it out, especially now that you're inside more. Also, you know, just preparing your place for like baby-proofing your place, right? You don't want the baby in the kitchen. You don't want the baby in certain spots of your apartment, your 2x4 apartment. So baby-proof your 2x4 apartment. make sure everything's safe, make sure they can't catch nothing, like, and can't get caught on anything and cut themselves. All that. It's also good to network, not network, it's a stupid word, to engage with other men who are in the same boat as you and prepare for that day. I'm talking to an old friend who I've known since I was 14. And he's telling me, yo, it's the best job that you can have. So all of my anxiety and worry in the beginning stages, in like the early months, like the first 2 months, 3 months, I was like, ugh. But now, I'm like, okay, we're ready for this. Also, we're in a world of technology, so go to YouTube, kids. Check out the learning tools, the learning, losing my sense of words here. The learning activities that can be given to children, right? We're not going to go back to books and written books. Forget that. We're going to be using technology. So, if you can manage to be a parent who incorporates technology with, like, the schools are still fucking doing writing paper and shit like that. Like, if you can incorporate the tech with the learning, I think it'll be better off. It'll be interesting to see what the next generation, so the Gen Zs are 20. What are they calling the next generation? Gen A? Gen A through B through C. I guess we'll see how they reflect on their time learning with technology. So make sure you load your app. Sorry, load your iPhone, your iPod and iPhone, iPod, your iPad and iPhone with apps that are geared towards learning. Also, create a list of documentaries that when they're of age, they can see it. Like a six-month-old ain't gonna remember no documentary, but when they get older, it may become valuable. Because we know that a lot of what is learned in school is bullshit and only a fraction of what reality is. So it's good for you. This is why homeschool... Oh, I should do a two-part series. Okay, this is part one, part two coming up. So one thing that I think is going to rise out of this period of homeschooling, for those who come from good homes and caring homes and loving homes and so on, there's kids who should be in school because their home life is fucked up. But those who are enjoying the homeschooling experience, what you're going to find is that your parents, if they're, and I hate to say it, if they're woke enough, they're going to be teaching their kids a whole different array of material that they ain't never going to learn in school, right? So it almost makes you wonder, is there going to be a voluntary rise in homeschooling post-COVID-19, coronavirus? Is there going to be an increase in homeschooling? Are people going to look at traditional structures like, fuck this, this is bullshit? You could argue at the university level there's a bit more critical outside the box thinking and so on, but even that, people go to university with the expectation of getting a job. It's not to expand learning. Some do, many don't. So anyway, I'm already thinking about this, like, homeschooling my daughter in a world where the traditional school system fails millions. And that's not an exaggeration, it's millions, right? Or at least hundreds of thousands. So, you know, I'm saying to myself, maybe that's the move. Now, there's planning that involves that. I have the fortune of A, working from home, B, working some weekends, and C, working overnights and juggling things. So, and one of my jobs is in education. So, makes you wonder. Maybe that's the move. Maybe that's the strategy. We don't need another generation of kids learning bullshit and learning partial facts and learning history from the viewpoint of the quote-unquote winners. We don't need that. You want your children to be critical thinkers. You want them to think outside the box. You want them to understand what really went down in the world. And you want them to question reality. So we're already talking about this, like homeschooling, like, and I hate this bullshit about, oh, kids who are homeschooled act weird. I think that's just propaganda to just funnel kids into the school. Oh, they act weird. What kids don't act weird? There's plenty of kids that go through the whole school system. They're fucked. So, like, you know, why am I worried about that? You know? There's plenty of reasons. You know, if bullying is on the rise, right? I actually wrote notes. If bullying is on the rise, then is that something you want your child to participate in? Or you either become the predator or the prey, and you don't want your kid to fall on either side of that. If they were to, you'd want them to be more some kind of self-defense predator hybrid, defending themselves against predators. But anyway, hold on a second. Yeah. You want them to, while their prefrontal lobe is developing, you don't want them blazing as much trees as I did when I was 14 and as many people did when they were 14. Like, it's fucked up, man. You want them to intake the information that they need to intake, and you want them to do it in a safish environment. But then people will say, oh, well, how do you socialize your kids when they don't go to school? There's plenty of ways, man. There's recreational activities, there's volunteering, there's just straight up taking them to fucking things where kids are at. There's plenty of ways to socialize your kid that don't involve sitting down in a classroom. I don't know. That's my thoughts on it now. I don't believe the narratives that are told to us. And this is as someone who went through the system and never really was able to mold myself into that construct and suffered because of it. And not suffered in a, you know, woe is me, but suffered like, I just wasn't able to mold myself into the construct. The construct was too much for me to really accept. And it's been like that for many people, and many people bury it and then become dysfunctional members of society. So I think homeschooling is good. I actually need to seek. I need to seek out more. I know one or two people. Actually, I know about a dozen people that have been homeschooled. They're all normal members of society. I need to hunt them down and ask what their experience is like, because the fucking public school and shit, and you know, even the private school, like, it's all just nonsense. And I don't believe that I want to sacrifice my child to this kind of a system. So, on that note, I gotta catch a live stream. So, peace.